Phoneboy Speaks, episode 95. There's no firewall for that.
So tonight I was at West Sound Technology Association, which is the local technology group that I'm a member of here in my little area of the Pacific Northwest, and they were talking about cybersecurity and cyber threats and sort of what you can do about it. And there was two speakers, one from a local auditing and compliance firm, and the other was the chief information security officer from the city of Seattle. And they both basically had the same message, which is that in order to prevent something like an advanced persistent threat or hacking from getting things out of your network, you really have to be vigilant and monitor and look for things that don't look right and try and actually block them before they turn into big problems. Because once they're in your network, which is what these advanced persistent threats are, it's actually more of a determined human that really wants to get into your network and will stop at nothing until they do. And once they're in, they might sit for a while and then they'll extend their reach, they'll extend what they're doing, and eventually find the data that they're looking for and get out. And some of these advanced persistent threats can last for weeks or months. And unless you're diligently monitoring your network for things that don't look right, you're never going to find it. And really, I think that's the challenge that companies have. And larger companies might actually have the resources to have proper security people properly trained, have the right tools deployed, and actually monitor them and look for things that don't look right and then potentially act on them. There's a lot of businesses and a lot of people that can't do that because they don't know. And even if they could afford all the tools that they need to do it, they wouldn't know what to do with the information when they had it. So there's a lot of people, especially in the smaller companies, that are vulnerable because they don't have information security professionals on staff. And they wouldn't know what to look for. And what do we tell those people? And the answer is you deploy the best things that you can. You try and look for things that don't look right, but you still follow best practices. But at the end of the day, if somebody's trying to hack you, you're going to be hacked no matter what size you are, no matter what resources you have. The best thing you can do with all of these, with these kinds of hacks is, you can do some preventative stuff. Again, deploying all the best practices, and not just, you don't want to, antivirus and such is not enough. You really have to look at what your computer is doing, know what is normal for your computer, and then when something is, out of the ordinary, then that's the stuff you kind of need to look for and potentially act upon. And there are tools that can help you, but again, you have to be smart enough to know that you need them and deploy them and monitor them on a regular basis so that you know what's happening in your network and you can take action before something becomes a huge problem. And that's, that's sort of the takeaway from tonight, was that you're going to get hacked, right? And it's just an issue of when, right? Or you may already be hacked. And so you can't really prevent anything from happening. I mean, certainly you can try, but the best thing you can do is detect anomalies quickly and act on them. And for enterprises with security departments with all the different tools, then that makes sense. And for individuals or small companies that don't have the expertise to monitor for security, again, all you can do is sort of follow best practices. Don't click on links. We hear that sort of saw all the time, but you have to just be careful, and that's really all you can do. Because if somebody really wants to hack you, again, even if you're a person with no knowledge, or you happen to be one of the smartest InfoSec guys on the planet, if they want to get you, they will. And the attackers are getting more sophisticated about it, and it's getting harder to find the fakes from the real things at times. And all you have to do to really socially engineer somebody is tell them something they want to believe, and then you've got them, and then they'll do whatever you want. And so that's the sad reality. And unfortunately, there's no patch for that, because that's a human problem. we, you know, we want to believe certain things. As smart as we may be, we're all human, and we're all going to be susceptible to something.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.